Welcome to Talking Up Music Education, a podcast from the NAMM Foundation. The NAMM Foundation is working to assure that all children have the opportunity to learn and grow with music, and that music is part of daily living for everyone. Talking Up Music Education podcast shares news and stories about music education from teachers, students, parents, school, and community leaders who care about music education and are working to create more opportunities for music learning. And now, here's your host, Mary Lurson.
Hi, welcome to Talking Up Music Education. Our guest host today is Mark Goff, president and CEO of Pages Music in Indianapolis, Indiana, and chairman of NAMM's Board of Directors. Mark shares a conversation with Eric Martin, Executive Director of Music for All, that is hosting Grand Nationals at Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. The setting for the podcast is in a media suite high above the large football stadium that for several days is taken over by marching bands from schools across the country. They are presenting marching band shows that include full field storytelling and choreography. It is really something to behold. Congratulations to Music for All for once again providing such a great opportunity for schools and communities to send a band to Grand Nationals and for inspiring support for music education. So here's Mark. Enjoy the podcast.
Hi, I'm Mark Goff, owner of Pages Music in Indianapolis, also chairman of NAMM's Board of Directors. I'd like to thank the NAMM Foundation for asking me to fill in today for Mary Lurison as guest host for today's Talking Up Music Education. We are celebrating music education from the Bands of America Music for All Grand Nationals at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you to our participants for joining us today to discuss the important work of building a state coalition to advocate for music education as part of the curriculum in the classroom. A note that this monthly podcast will be available in full the last week of November. Please subscribe to Talking Up Music Education in iTunes or visit thenamfoundation.org for more information. So we're going to start today with Eric Martin, President and CEO of Music for All. So Eric, tell us about Music for All. What does it do and what is the mission?
Great. Mark, Music for All's mission is to create, provide, and expand positively life-changing experiences through Music for All. Our vision, something that we've developed over the last several years, is to be a catalyst to ensure that every child across America has access and opportunity to engage in active music making in his or her scholastic environment. So we built on a legacy that we're now in our 40th year, something that an organization that was originally created by Larry and Joy McCormick, run for years and years by Scott McCormick, also having adopted our name Music for All from an organization founded by Barb Morrison. But we are really engaged in and believe in showcasing and placing on the highest possible pedestal all of the activities and the results and culminating performances of music ensembles.
Okay, so we're here at Grand Nationals, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But what else does Music for All do throughout the year other than Grand Nationals?
Well, throughout the year, we actually try to track and follow the typical scholastic educational school year. So in fall, obviously, marching band is our heritage and our history. In the spring, we also hosted here in Indianapolis the Music for All National Festival, which has concert appearances by concert bands and wind ensembles. Middle school and high school, we do orchestra performances, percussion ensemble performances, and last year we added a chamber music festival. And in our current five-year strategic plan that we're developing and putting into place, within the next 5 years, we'll also be adding choral programming in the spring. The original program of Bands of America Music for All was actually a summer camp, which now is housed at Ball State University, which attracts more than 1,300 students from some 30-plus states. And there we look in from an individual student experience as a hands-on opportunity where we're operating and offering concert band, marching band, color guard, drum major academy, percussion, you name it, everything that typically a student might be engaged in their scholastic environment.
Wow, that's great. A lot of activity, but the crowning jewel of all of that is the Grand Nationals, right?
It's Grand Nationals is certainly the most important and the most visible event that we do. It's an amazing opportunity that where we bring in some 15,000 plus high school students annually to Lucas Oil Stadium, just an absolute palace, as I like to say, built for marching band, where we showcase the very best in America. This year, we're profoundly happy and grateful in our 40th anniversary year that we have bands from 22 states, including participants from Alaska and from Hawaii.
Wonderful. So tell me about the Grand National experience for students, for parents, for directors. There's obviously a great competition going on here, but there's much more, right?
There's so much more. And the experience for so many bands actually can begin years before they actually make their appearance here. Obviously, for Indiana and Hoosiers and people in the middle of our nation are blessed. It's accessible, some almost annually, to come and participate. But for others, it's that one-time experience that they'll get in their scholastic environment. So it's years of planning and devotion to the fact that they would like to bring their ensemble to Grand Nationals and to Indianapolis. But when the school year starts and the planning for what will be that show, it becomes a community, a parental, a student, a school experience of where they're gathering the fundraising, that they're doing all of the planning that's necessary and having the support and commitment of their school administration, their parents, and their community to bring as many as 300 students to Indianapolis for several days.
Sure. And so then once they get here, tell me about what they experience.
The experience that they have, it's built around their program. Obviously, they are on, I call it a business trip, because that they're performing. So that culminating performance at Lucas Oil Stadium is important. But for many other groups, because that it is that big trip, or that once every so often trip that they get to take, that they're also experiencing culturally and educationally what is Indianapolis. The history of Hoosier hospitality that has been built up here, a number of bands, they're either rehearsing in our convention center or they're building relationships with other schools where they're actually becoming extended parts of the family. I'm really excited about it. I saw a video actually created by the Carmel High School Band where they had students recognizing and congratulating and naming all 95 participating schools that are going to be here and then welcoming them to Indianapolis. So they're experiencing that camaraderie. But it's the largest gathering they'll ever have of music makers who have a similar being and purpose and desire that they have. At Grand Nationals, we have the expo, so there's a entire marketplace that takes up hours of time for them to experience, and then they're actually experiencing the cultural benefits of our city. Some actually will even spend a day in Chicago or other destinations, but it's either a trip or that they wrap around the working experience of participating in Grand Nationals.
Yeah, and you also have some educational opportunities for both students, parents, and teachers while
you're
here, right?
We have certainly have a leadership workshop for students that's done by Dr. Tim Lotzenheiser, so a couple of hours that's also available to students. We make, as a part of Grand Nationals, we have a local commitment to our Indianapolis public schools, and they performed on the first night of Grand Nationals, and they're followed up with director-teacher clinics the next day in terms of helping their programs to develop and grow. But those are the primary functions.
Talking Up Music Education was recorded live from Music for All Bands of America Grand Nationals Championship at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana.
So tell me a little bit more about what it takes to get here.
Yeah, what it takes to get here from a perspective, when you look at a band like the band coming from Hawaii, Mililani High School, that I got a note from a parent, and they were looking at the possibilities of how they could watch it because they couldn't come themselves. And they actually quoted the number that it costs for their child to come here at being $2,400. So the amount of fundraising that's necessary is crucial. But it really takes a community. There was a band director who was highly involved in our programming, L.J. Hancock, who's a Hall of Famer. He talked about the four parts of a successful program: students who want to learn, teachers who have the ability and the will to teach, an administration that would be supportive, and then a parental community and a general community that supports the concept of making possible the best opportunities for students. So it's really that combination of fundraising, of having the will to say we're going to step away and make it possible for the students to participate. And then from the students and the teacher's perspective, the hundreds and hundreds of hours of rehearsal time put into creating that culminating performance.
Sure, and all culminating in what for many will be a lifetime experience here at Music for All. Tell me about the importance of the partnerships with other organizations, mm-hmm. and how they add to the success of Music for All.
When we look at our mission, and particularly our vision, trying to ensure that music education is valued and available and accessible to students, we partner literally with everyone that's possible. For Music for All, it starts with the community that we're in. Indianapolis was intentional about having us here and based here as an organization, doing everything they could to ensure the success of our organization, to make sure that we could offer the programming that we do. Obviously, there's economic benefit that comes back to our community, but it's also a community that looks at its own vision and wanting to be a place where annually, along with other organizations, but we alone are bringing some 20,000 young men and women who are college bound, who will make career decisions, and we believe that they will be more hospitable toward Indianapolis if that opportunity comes to build a professional life here. In addition to that, we partner with organizations when we're looking at NAMM, when we're looking at Support Music, anyone who is engaged in the advocacy of music education, we are there. We're working on a project with Indianapolis Public Schools now with the Kennedy Center in terms of trying to strengthen music and arts education in our local schools. We work with every organization from an advocacy standpoint. We also are benefiting from the support. We've been for 18 years. Presented by the Yamaha Corporation of America. So corporate sponsorships, FJM, Winger Corporation, Music Travel Consultants. These are people who it is their business to be engaged in music education, but at the same time, they see great benefit to being associated with us and advancing the opportunities that we provide. We work with universities, and we're also doing collaborative work with other teaching associations and membership associations. Anyone who shares a similar or complete vision that is similar to ours, we engage with them because it truly does take a collective vision to ensure that there is the A in STEM to make it sting.
Well, and here we just thought it was a marching band competition. Music for All, what a wonderful organization and an amazing impact on our community, on the country, on the students' lives that participate this, the directors. Thank you to Eric Martin for talking with me today about the hard work it takes to get to Grand Nationals at Lucas Oil Stadium. Please remember to subscribe to Talking Up Music Education, available in iTunes or Stitcher. And if you like what you hear, please share with friends, family, and your social network. Make sure to also visit namfoundation.org to sign up to receive their newsletter, which comes out at the end of every month. I'm Mark Goff, sitting in for Mary Lorson, and this is Talking Up Music Education, recorded live from the Music for All Bands of America Grand Nationals.
Special thanks to Mark Goff and Eric Martin for participating in Talking Up Music Education, and please be sure to check in to namfoundation.org for updates about music education advocacy and events across the country to support music education. Be sure to share the podcast, Talking Up Music Education, and be part of our national network to keep music education strong. Thank you.
Talking Up Music Education is a podcast created by the NAMM Foundation. To learn more about how you can support music education in your community or how you can be part of the work of the NAMM Foundation, visit our website, www.namfoundation.org, or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NAMM Foundation. You can also follow Mary on Twitter at Mary LNAMM.